This is death calling. This is death calling. You.
John Shaw, Special Investigator, Colorado Highway Accidents, reporting case number CC-29. Place of accident, Canyon City. Cause of accident, the worst kind of laziness. Luckily, it wasn't fatal. I thought I'd tell you about this case because it illustrates so well. Excuse me. This is Shaw.
Get on the phone, Shaw. Line 3, call from Canyon City. I want you to hear this, too.
Okay, boss. Go ahead. No. It can't be. What time? 7 a.m. Did he know it? Didn't, huh? Yeah, I'll change the entry. Yeah, sure. So long, Mike. Yeah, boss.
Don't take it too hard, Shaw.
Nah, of course not. I'll wait for that until it happens to my kid. I've suddenly lost all desire to tell this story. It was going to be about a kid making a second great comeback, only now he can't. Guinness and I came across this story 3 days ago in Canyon City. One of the boys in the police department was telling us about this accident in town where a lady was driving along talking to her.
So I said to Mayor, well, just don't say anything. If she wants to treat her family that way, running around while they're at home without a wife and mother, just don't get mixed up in it. Henry, you listening?
Yeah.
Well, then so she told me the latest, and you'd hardly believe it. I wouldn't, except that it was Mater that told me, and she wouldn't be passing it on if she didn't know it was true. Is this where I turn, Henry?
You're in the wrong lane.
See anybody behind me?
No, but signal.
Oh, for four. Well, I was going to tell you what may happen. What was that, Henry?
I don't know. Better stop, Henrietta. Felt like something hit us.
Terry hit him all right, all 135 pounds of him. He'd been riding on a motor scooter. Must have been in the blind spot to the left rear of the car. They were both going about 15 miles an hour when the lady turned. Witnesses said Terry made like a fullback hitting the center of the line, fractured his skull, broke his left leg in two places, internal injuries. But the real story lies in Terry's background, as one of the policemen told us.
The thing of it is, fellas, Terry's a favorite this time. You see, he had polio a year ago this spring. Paralyzed his left leg. Well, he was supposed to graduate from high school that year. So he continues his studies in bed and makes it. Gets graduated in braces, see?
Sounds like we could use more like him.
What I mean is, we could. But there's more. At the time he graduated, he wanted to go in business for himself, see? Just an 18-year-old kid. Well, one of the service clubs gave him this motor scooter to set him up in the delivery business, see? And he's been doing great. Up till now, seems a shame. Gal just too busy talking. He's gonna pull through, though. I'm betting on that.
Can he have visitors?
Yeah, a couple of the boys have been up lately. It was 3 days before he could even talk.
Well, we might go see him on our way out of town. That's just what we did. I go for kids, especially spunky ones like Terry. Seemed like nothing was gonna get him down, he told me.
I got a neighbor boy doing my delivering, Mr. Shaw. Kind of makes me an executive. Directing the business from my office, you might say.
Everything you need, Terry. Telephone, pretty secretaries. Well, I hope everything comes along just fine for you. Next time we're down this way, you'll be back in action.
Sure thing, Mr. Shaw. That old leg and I have been through this before. It got well once, it'll do it again. I'll be raring to go.
Blood clot in his head had it figured different, I guess. All on account of this woman being too lazy to signal. Oh, yeah. One thing I forgot to tell you. Not only didn't she put out her arm to warn Terry, but she had turn indicator lights. Could have saved his life with a flick of her fingertips. Did I say it wasn't fatal? Yeah, I guess that's what you call dead laziness.
I know a lot of drivers who don't bother to signal for a turn, don't you? Of course. They're particular friends of mine. The Colorado Highway Safety Council tries to warn them. But there'd be more lazy drivers if I had my way. Happy driving.